We are being asked to follow new rules under COVID-19, but that doesn't stop us looking after our eyes. And we have some very important information to tell you about if you receive regular treatment or have an eye emergency. I'm joined by Mike Burden. He's the president of the Royal College of Ophthalmologists. Mike, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So tell us, first of all, Mike, about eye departments themselves. How are they responding to the COVID-19 situation?
The primary aim of the response by ophthalmology departments has been to balance the safety of patients, many of whom are elderly, who are at risk of contracting the coronavirus, balancing that risk to them with the risk of them sustaining significant visual loss over the next, hopefully, 3 or possibly maximum of 6 months. So what we've done is we have significantly reduced our routine follow-up of chronic conditions and have focused our attention on those conditions that are likely to cause visual loss over that period. For example, the treatment of wet age-related macular degeneration, retinal detachments, and uncontrolled glaucoma.
Now, eye departments, I'm sure, like many places, Mike, are having to look at keeping staff and people safe. Being the close proximity that's sometimes required for eye exams and so on, how are staff dealing with that?
This is a key issue, and the first way to deal with it is to simply reduce the number of people attending. Within departments, for the people who are still attending, departments have organized social distancing, both by distance in terms of the gaps between chairs, but more importantly, the timing of appointments to minimize the time that patients have to wait in clinic. We're only seeing the patients when it's absolutely necessary to do so. When we're in contact with patients, we are using appropriate PPE equipment, that's personal protection equipment, that actually not only protects the clinician from the patient, but the patient from the clinician, as advised by Public Health England. Obviously, there is regular cleaning, and also in some cases, we're actually using off-site working to minimize the attendance at a major hospital.
So everything is being done to protect staff and patients. But I think that the message as well, Mike, is if you do have regular important appointments, to maintain those.
I think the key message is that your consultant teams will be reviewing your upcoming appointments and asking that fundamental question: is it safer for the patient to have that appointment postponed for a few months or to be seen? And if the feeling is that the patient can wait, then either hopefully telephone advice or a written advice will be sent to the patient to advise them what to do during that deferment. And if it's felt that the patient needs to be seen, then the consultant will make that decision and offer an appointment. Obviously, the patient can very reasonably say, "I'd rather wait," but when we send appointments out, we do so only because we think it is important that they do attend.
Now, there are eye clinic liaison officers and so on who can provide help through RNIB and other charities. We will be giving some contact details a little bit later if you have any other questions on this. But I think another important one, Mike, is also people who perhaps receive regular treatments. I'm thinking about things like glaucoma, where people have to receive regular injections. They should still attend, and these processes will be in place to keep everyone safe.
So for regular injections, we are strongly urging patients who are receiving injections for age-related macular degeneration or conditions such as diabetic retinopathy that they should attend for those injections, because not doing so puts them at significant risk of losing vision quickly. And unfortunately, if that happens, it may not be recoverable in 4 to 6 months' time. We are modifying what we're doing during those injections. So quite often patients would have had quite a number of tests before a decision is made to have the injection, but it may be actually safer to simply assume that the patient needs injection, to have the injection, and to leave the department as quickly as possible with minimum human contact and delay. So the process by which injections are being delivered is being assessed in order to minimize patient risk.
Now, we know that a lot of routine operations, including eye operations, are being postponed. That includes things like cataract. Will that have an ongoing effect on people's sight?
Cataracts is an interesting problem because obviously it's our most commonly performed operation. And as we do somewhere around 400,000 a year in the UK, there will be a significant people not having their surgery. Fortunately, cataracts do not cause permanent visual loss. And equally fortunately, they are unlikely in most cases to progress significantly over a period of 4 to 6 months. So it is very reasonable to defer routine cataract surgery. But obviously, the ophthalmology departments will be planning in the near future their strategy to catch up post-pandemic. Other conditions that can't wait are the ones we're focusing on, as I've listed, vitreoretinal surgery, macular degeneration injections and trauma. Things that can't wait, we will still do. And I should mention also, in terms of what we need patients to do, is if you are on drops for any condition such as glaucoma, unless you've been told otherwise, it's very important you continue on those drops.
What about people who have an emergency or suddenly notice a change in their vision? Is there any specific guidance for them?
At the moment, eye departments have been asked to maintain their accident and emergency departments as the primary port of call for patients who have significant visual symptoms. We are encouraging departments to be consultant-led so the patients can be assessed quickly by people who know how to deliver the appropriate treatment. So my strong advice to patients is that if they have sustained significant change in their eyesight or if they are getting significant pain or anything that they are really worried about, their first port of call should be to ring their local eye department. The College of Ophthalmologists and the College of Optometrists, in conjunction with the NHS, are looking to see whether we can also provide advice for patients through the optometrists on the high street and hopefully establish a network where optometrists can help to provide advice to patients as to who needs to go to the hospital to be seen.
Okay, so through the your kind of local optician. Just a quick one as well, just going back to things like injections or medications and things like that, you know, what's the supply chain like if people do need to take regular medication? Should they be concerned or is there no problem with that at the moment?
My understanding is that there is no problem. It's difficult to say that's true across the country, but I've not heard of any need, and really you should not be hoarding medications or asking for a significant increase in the number of bottles or drops you get. And there is no evidence that I've heard of a problem with supply of the medications at the moment.
That's great. And just a quick note for people, if you do have any other questions on your eye health and this current situation, please do call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. And we would of course like to thank all our ophthalmology staff for continuing to do their very best for patients during these difficult times. For the moment, to Mike Burden, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much.